43 new acre sites to do 43 more deep water drilling. So we've got a situation I don't think that BP has really been held accountable.
Now, the company has said that they've put out $26 billion for cleanup and damage claims. So what's your response to that company claim?
That's false. The fact here is that BP has not paid enough, that there are still thousands and thousands of people that are owed damages, and that the ecosystem hasn't been fully restored. It would be one thing if this had been an isolated incident in an otherwise spotless record. But as I said, the company was on criminal probation at the time of the Deepwater Horizon incident. This is a company which, time after time, has been unable to comply with the most basic criminal statutes we have in this country. That when push comes to shove, when the company has been presented with an option to either prioritize the protection of its workers or the environment or prioritize profits, the company has consistently chosen to prioritize profits at the expense of its workers and the environment. And that is outrageous. We need to start having some corporate accountability in this country. And if we can't hold a repeat criminal felon like BP accountable, I'm not sure what we can do.
That was going to be my next question, Tyson. What can we as a society do at the congressional level, at the regulatory level, to avoid this type of disaster happening again in the future?
Got to have a national energy policy that recognizes that drilling for oil and coal and natural gas is not sustainable. We've got to have a national and climate energy plan that prioritizes the development and deployment of renewable energy and energy efficiency and provides our communities with access to sustainable transportation alternatives. We are producing record amounts of oil in this country from fracking and from deep water drilling, and yet gasoline prices continue to go up, and we continue to emit more harmful greenhouse gas emissions. The fact of the matter is that we can never produce our way to energy independence or to lower prices. We have to move away from oil. And the fact is that we continue to be stuck in this paradigm of drilling for more oil when it's clearly not sustainable.
Given the current political climate in Washington, is that really realistic to think that these types of changes can be made at a congressional level?
Anything is possible if the citizens demand it. And all the listeners out there, it's actually your responsibility to not just be upset with the lack of justice applied to BP. It's not enough just to be mad about the fact that our communities don't have access to renewable energy as they should. It's about demanding of your elected officials and your senators and your governor that they take action, or else you're going to vote for somebody else in the next election. It's true that companies like BP have a lot more money to spend on politics than we do, but we actually have the power of the vote. We actually are the ones that decide whether or not someone gets sent back to Washington. And so we have to start making better decisions about holding our elected officials accountable and demanding that they support sustainable energy and not more drilling.
Well, thank you so much. I've been speaking with Tyson Slocum of Public Citizen, their website, citizen.org, about the upcoming anniversary of the 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico known as Deepwater Horizon. That took place on April 20th, 2010. It took 87 days to contain and spilled an estimated 4.9 million barrels of crude oil into the Gulf. Became the worst environmental disaster in U.S. history. Thank you so much for joining us, Tyson Slocum.
My pleasure.
This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO News. So much more.
But when the oil started gushing out on the ocean floor, I guess it's time to say goodbye. There's no life here for a fisherman when all the fish do is die. Maybe California is where I'll land. I've heard there's still fish there beyond the golden sand. But now I can only cry to hear some fools say, laissez le bon temps brûler. Laissez le bon temps brûler. Laissez le bon temps brûler.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock. You just finished listening to an interview with David Rovics. Stay tuned for second episode, new native show, Rose City Native Radio, is up next.
Ear to the Streets of Portland is a dynamic broadcast with a mix of music and conversations focusing on organizers and Black African Portlanders around the city. Tune in into the next installment of Ear to the Streets of Portland with music and conversations featuring Michael Hicks of the Black Rose Books and the creator of the upcoming Portland Natural Hair Expo in May. Next installment of Ear to the Streets of Portland is Thursday, April 17th, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. right here on your community radio station, KBOO 90.7 FM Portland, or online at www.kboo.fm.
People ask me everywhere, is that really all your
When our children are old, they'll know land can't be sold.
KBOO is a co-sponsor of Cascadia Rising, a bioregional confluence, this Sunday, April 20th.